My name is Amelia, and this is the Little Listener's Library. This time, I'm going to read a book called We're Going to Find the Monster, written by Mallory Blackman and illustrated by Dapo Adeola. So, are you ready to listen? Let's go. Charlie and Eddie were playing in the garden. Breakfast in 10 minutes, called Dad. Come on, said Charlie. We need to find the monster. But it's breakfast time. He'll be grumpy, said Eddie.
He'll be grumpy and hungry, said Charlie.
He'll be grumpy and hungry and snappy, said Eddie.
He'll be grumpy and hungry and snappy and prickly, they both said together.
Shh, we'll need to be very careful. And off they went. We're going to find the monster.
They sailed over a shimmering ocean.
Look out! There's a whale! Eddie pointed.
No problem, said Charlie, and she rowed their boat quickly round it. Over the shimmering ocean, we're going to find the monster. They began to climb a huge high mountain.
Look out! A hungry wolf!
Don't worry, said Charlie, and she sang a soft, sweet song to soothe it. Then she gave it a massive hug and sent it on its way.
Over the shimmering ocean, up the huge high mountain, we're going to find the monster. They crept through a deep, dark jungle.
Look out! A fearsome, fierce tiger, said Eddie.
They hid in a cave, but only just in time. The most fearsome, fierce tiger in the whole world slunk past. Eddie and Charlie held their breath until it had gone.
Phew! That was close.
Over the shimmering ocean, up the huge high mountain, through the deep, dark jungle, we're going to find the monster. They floated in giant bubbles across the bubbly bubble lake, careful not to disturb the foamy fiend. Luckily, it was too busy relaxing to notice them. Over the shimmering ocean, up the huge high mountain, through the deep, dark jungle, across the bubbly bubble lake, we're going to find the monster.
We're here, whispered Charlie.
Ooh! This is the smelliest, messiest, scariest place in the whole wide world.
Eddie and Charlie tiptoed inside. And there it was, the monster. The monster was fast asleep and snoring his head off.
Let's get him, whispered Eddie.
Charlie crept up to the monster.
Breakfast time, she shouted.
The monster sprang up.
Rawr! He roared, tickle time. And he chased Eddie and Charlie out of his lair.
Past the foamy fiend, around the fearsome, fierce tiger, over the hungry wolf, down, down, down the huge high mountain, beyond the shimmering ocean,
and into the kitchen, where a breakfast of yummies was waiting for them. The monster grabbed Charlie and tickled her tummy. Then he snatched up Eddie and tickled him too.
Marcus, stop tickling your brother and sister and sit down for breakfast, said Dad.
And if I don't? Laughed Marcus.
Then we'll all tickle you, said Mum. And that's exactly what they did. The end.
I wonder, have you ever pretended that you were finding a monster at home? And where did you look? Maybe under the bed? Or under the covers? Or even in the kitchen cupboards? I wonder if you can tell a grown-up or a friend all about your own monster adventure and where you looked for the monster on your search. Thank you for coming to the Little Listener's Library. We'll see you again soon. Bye!